All right, so we are at the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Aleph at the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is, I don't know, kind of an interesting Mishnah. We'll see why. Let's get started and we'll explain. Okay, so the Mishnah says as follows. Teisha Na'aros Nidrehen Kayamin. So there are nine Na'aros. Nine, we'll see if you mean specifically Na'aros or just mean nine women. But there are nine young women who, if they make a nether, the nether is kayim. And presumably what it means is that they're not able to, the nether cannot be mufar. You can't be made for the nether. And as we know, a naira, depending on her status, whether she's married or not married, etc., has the possibility of having both her husband and her father being made fair, maybe just her father, just, you know, just her husband, depending on the case. But these nine cases, no one can be made fair. And it's just going to be her. And we'll see, and let's look at Liran for a second right now. Liran writes as follows. Teishin Naros Nidrein Kayamin. Hanach, we are one, two, three, four lines up from the widest lines. So it's the big Mem Taf Nun Yod. So Teishin Naros Nidrein Kayamin. Hanach Teisha Kulu Isnehu Bechla Tlas. These nine are really three. Okay, why? Tahainu Yisoma Bechayav V'yisoma Mamish Ubogeris. Right, so we're going to talk about three cases, really, which we're going to give three examples of each, which is going to give us nine, but really they really just fall into three general categories, which is Yisom Bechayav, she's an orphan while her husband is alive, meaning we're going to see that really basically means that she's been like freed already from her father in the sense that she got married, and so she kind of left her father's house, and therefore is no longer dependent on her father. So the Mishnah will call her Yisoma, language of orphan, even though she's not really an orphan, her father's still alive. V'Yisoma Mamish, or a girl who actually, her father passed away. Ubogeris, or she gets older, right? She becomes 12 and a half, so then she's no longer under the rishus of her father. So these, the B'cho Chad Mihanach, Tlasa, Gavnei, He Yotzab Yerushus Aviyah. Because in each of these three categories, she loses her father's rishus. V'Rabbanon Lomanu Elahach, Elahanach Tlasa, De'amran, and the Rabbanon only count these three. To the east of the Gemara, is going to explain this, and I'm a base. El de Rabbi Yehuda, Polik, Kochad, Mehani, Tlas, Gavne, Latlas. And Rabbi Yehuda takes all three of these and splits them into three other, three different categories within each category. Varminim Yushalmi, Sha'af, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Amra, El Lachadi, De Bahenes, Atamid. And Rabbi Yehuda was just kind of like there to, to sharpen his students, meaning, they're really each one is just one. It's just one case, which he turns into three to sort of like emphasize the distinctions here. But really, they're not. If they sound similar, it's because they are similar. And really, it's sort of the opposite of what we usually do. Really, the Mishnah does not usually give you extra cases for no reason, or presumably almost no reason. But that happens here. Don't be so surprised because that's sort of the point here. But fine. So the Mishnah says as follows: Teishin Na'aros Nidrein Kayamin Bogeris Vihi Yisoma. Okay, one is a Bogeris, who is a Yisoma. Okay, what do you mean Bogeris and Yisoma? Two lines in the bottom of the page, says the Ran. Shenadra kishihi Bogeris. She took a nether when she was already 12 and a half. Vihi Yisoma b'chayav, and that's considered, she's like a Yisoma while her father is alive. Kago and Shenises, Vinis Amana, Onis Garsha, right? So she got married and her husband passed away, or she got married and her husband divorced her. They came with Denisas, Shuv, Ein Lavi, Rishuspa, right? So she was a she got married as a naira, let's say, but then she takes a nether, and then then her husband divorces. She becomes a bogeres, and then her husband divorces her, or her husband dies. But now she's 12 and a half. She's left all by herself, and she's now in her own rishus. So even though her father is alive, she's ki'ilo yisoma with her father alive. Fine. And so she takes a nether. Who's going to be mefer? Nobody. She doesn't have a husband. She doesn't have a father. Who has rishus by her? So she's takes another. It's kai, okay, fine. So we said begares v'yisoma naira ubagra v'yisoma, or a woman who was a naira and she got older and she is a yisoma. Says the Ran she nadra kishihi naira, again she took another when she was a naira ubagra la'achamikan, and then she gets older v'yisoma v'chayav, right, like we just said before. So again, sounds the same, it is almost exactly the same. Right? But the point being that she took the nether when she was in Naira, and then she got older, and then either her husband died or divorced her. Fine. and Naira Shalo Bagra Bihisoma, or a Naira that didn't get older, right? She didn't get older, she didn't become Bogaris yet, but again, she's Yisoma because of the fact that her husband divorced her or died. Fine. Fine. Next case, Umes Aviha, right? Bogeres Umes Aviha. Next case is she gets older, right? She's already 12 and a half, and her father passes away. Okay, so here, why is she not Rishus of her father? For two reasons. One, because she's 12 and a half, and two, because she actually doesn't have a father. Right? And so this is, now the second example is Yisoma Mamish, okay? Naira Bogeres Umes Aviha, right? Or you have a Naira who got older, and she took the nether when she was a Naira, and then then she got older, and then her father died. So again, for both reasons, she's no longer her father's Rishus, and she's not married, so she's, again, not in the Rishus of her husband either. And Naira Shalo Bagra Umes Aviha, or a Naira who didn't get older, but her father passed away. Since her father passed away and she's not married, so she doesn't have anybody who has rishus over. Fine. Good.
But it just seems like all these cases are exactly the same thing. I mean, you got a person who has nobody who can be Nathan. Okay. I mean, the fact that she was an Iron became a Bogaret, so what? I mean, you also only have the issue of Bo Bayom, but if he doesn't catch it on that, so mm-hmm. It's...
What are we doing here?
What's the chiddush? I mean,
I wish I had a better answer for you other than the rounds. Like the chayyid is the tamidim. Like till I kind of like to notice each one and say, oh no, that's the same.
Okay,
fine. Yeah, you're right. Your job in general is to catch these things and say, hey, isn't that the same? And the answer is, mm-hmm. so that's why it's unusual, right? We're not used to this. Okay, next. Naira shemes avia umishaves avia bagra. Right, so a Naira whose father passed away, when her father passed away, she already became a Bogaris. Okay. Bogaris via via Kayim. Or in a Bogaris, again, now she's a Bogaris. That's the reason in and of itself. And her father's alive, right? Also going to be, just she's a Bogaris, so that's why her father has a Nourishus. And Naira Bogaris via via Kayim. Or a Naira who took a nether as a Naira, and then she gets older, and then her father's still alive. So again, her father is still alive. So again, it's not because her father being passed away; it's because she's a bogeret. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af hemesi bita hakatana v'nis amna onis garsha v'chazra etzlo adayin hi naira. So Rabbi Yehuda wants to add in that if someone married his daughter off while she was a katana, and then not a naira, but she's already younger; she's not even 12 yet, right? And then her husband passes away, or he divorces her, and then she goes back to him. So she, Adayin hi naira. So in that case, also she is, not in that status of anyone being able to be able to take a look at the run just in that case. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af hamesi esbita katana vechulei adayin hi naira. Ashtimin da filu haisa katana kishenise. So this he's just adding another case where she was actually a katana when she got married, and yatsam rishus aviha behan hu nisu. So she leaves the rishus of her father through that marriage. Right, v'chi ketani v'adayin hi naira, and we say, and she's still a naira, maybe got divorced or whatever, and she's still a naira, who adinami dafil hi ketana. It'd be true even if she got divorced and she was still a ketana. Kevan shenises ein la'avir reshuspa, v'hai denaka naira mishum de nidre ketana einam klum. Meaning, we didn't mention ketana, that she's still a ketana, because she's a ketana, makes a nether, doesn't do anything, she doesn't das. But the point being, that if she would get married and then get divorced, and she's still only the status of a naira, She again doesn't go back to the father in that sense, and that's why if she takes a nether, it's going to be cut.
Is the chiddush quote unquote there that the husband either died or they got divorced? Because otherwise, she could have done miyun, and then doesn't she just go back to her father's rishos?
If she was a katana.
If she was a katana.
Yeah, but now if she's a naira, she can't do miyun anymore, right?
Until
she's a bogaris. Right, so you're saying the chiddush here
is that the husband died and that's why
she came back to her father, even though she could have left.
Right.
That's a reasonable argument for the chiddush.
Yeah, that's the only I can say of in all these cases that makes any.
Yes, it's a reasonable explanation of the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, good, excellent. Okay, good. Fine. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham said, don't be so fancy, Rav Yehuda. This is unnecessarily confusing, and there are just three examples of women who, if they take a neder, they nobody can be made for. Who is that? A bogeres, she's 12 and a half already, she's an adult, and she's in charge of herself. A yosoma, an actual yosoma has no father, and presumably she's not married. Yosoma chayav, or the case we talked about before, where she gets married and divorced, or married and becomes an amana, and so now she's left by herself. In all the three of these cases, these are scenarios where the husband, there's no husband or father to be made for, and if she makes a neder, she better be extra careful because the neder is going to be automatically mikuyum. Fine. Okay. Next Mishnah. Not our last Mishnah. We still have one more after this. Second to last Mishnah of the Masechta. Says the Mishnah as follows. Konam she'eini nehene la'aba ulavicha. So, woman says, konam, she takes the konam that she will not get benefit from your father. She's talking to her husband. She's speaking to her and says to Abba, my dad, or Avicha, or your father, meaning her own father or father. She won't get benefit or give benefit her father or father-in-law. Im osa ani apicha, if I do anything for you, husband. Okay? So she takes a konam that she won't give benefit to her father and father-in-law if she's not allowed to, if she does anything that her husband wants. It's asking me a challenge. Why? Because she's married to him, right? So it's almost impossible that she won't do something that would be good for him. She'eni nenes lecha im osa ani al pi abba ve'al pi avicha. Or she says the opposite. She says, I can't do anything for you, can't give you any benefit, if I do something that dad or father-in-law wanted me to do. Okay? So if she says, either goes in darim, hareze yafer. So that in those scenarios, he has the ability to be mefer dod nedarim. Before we even see the ram, what would be a reasonable reason to say that he can be made for those nedarim?
Because it's bad for the marriage.
Good. He sounds like divarim shebeino lebeino, right? Sounds like something that impacts their relationship.
Or the other reason that she's
in her nefesh, right? Or it could be in her nefesh. Right? There's something here that sounds like this is related to in her nefesh or divarim shebeino lebeino. But what's different about it? There's a t'nai in place, right? It's stipulated. Only if, etc. So maybe that's going to play a role in why we look at this a little bit differently. So take a look at the Ran. Konam shani nenes la'aba ulavicha im ani osa apicha. Shani nenes lecha im osa ani al pi abba v'al pi avicha. Harezi yechal afir. Nira be'inai. The lo zu af zu katani. Now this is trying to tell me it's like not only this case, but even the next case. I mean that both of them, it's like a way of introducing cases. Not only this case, but also that case. Why? The Tana Reisha B'lechud. If you just tell me the first case, right? The first case where she says, "I can't give I would be forbidden to give benefit to dad or father-in-law if I do anything for you, husband." Right? I might think the reason he can be made for it, why is Mishum Demehashda Mitzra? Because from this moment, she's going to be forbidden for this benefit. Why? Either that she won't be able to give benefit to her father because of the nether she took, or what she's going to do that he wants him to do, she can't do that either. Why? Because she took it's a tana that if she does that, she can't help her husband. And since there's not in either of them anything, worse, let's say, than Devarim should be no the Beinah. Mishumachi Yafer. Right? So these are very, she sort of immediately frozen and unable to do something for her husband. And even for her father and father-in-law. And by the way, some could argue, we'll see, that this inability to do something for her father and father-in-law could also be Devarim should be no the Beinah. Can affect her relationship with her husband if she's not able to help her father-in-law, etc. Mishumachi Yafer. The cave in Shekane. Okay, we're going to see the difference here is that we were talking about this yesterday a little bit. do we care about when the Amir is a neder or when the neder is chal? Right? So here it sounds like there's a concern that, well, the neder is not chal yet. So if the neder is not chal yet, it's only going to be chal once the tanai is in place. So the fact that the neder is not chal yet, maybe that means that I can, maybe it's not so simple that I can already be made for the neder because it hasn't been chal. Kevin she efshar shal. Here, even though it's considered, he says, like the neder was chal. Why? Kevin she efshar shalot teaser. The fachos bedvarim shvil abinah. Because there's no way she's not going to be forbidden at least for some things between her and her husband, right? Because either she can't do some for her husband because she's nervous, then she can't help her father or in law, or if she does help her father in law, then she'd be forbidden to help her father, her husband. So fine. So that's the first case. But the second case where she says, I can't give benefit to you if I do something for dad or father-in-law. In that case, in the second case, the tanai, right, is about her father and father-in-law, right, not doing something for father and father-in-law. So you could argue that in that case, there's not really nefesh or divine shebinah lebeinah. I mean, it's not really about her and her husband. Again, you could make the argument that even that's between her, but it's not. But really, it's about her and her father-in-law, her and her father. It's not really beinah lebeinah. So you might have said sakat chamina to lo matzi mefer. Maybe in that case, I can't be mefer. Why? Because it's not the tanai is not really about my husband, right? The implication eventually is for my husband if it's activated, but until it's activated, there's nothing happening between us. What's the answer? Since she made the tanai something that is likely to happen, right? Do anything my father and father-in-law wants. She's a child still of her father. She's likely to want to do something that her father asked her to do, right? Or her father-in-law. She efshele isha shetamid atzma shlotase la'aviv la'aviya. It can be very surprising, it'd be impossible if she has any relationship that she's not going to do something for them, right? So therefore what? It's like ki'ilu, the tanai was already fulfilled, right? And ki'ilu, it's already chal. Right? I mean, that even though it wasn't chal yet, it's ki'ilu was chal. So that's why. So, but again, you see here, what the Ran is clearly pointing out, the chiddush of this Mishnah is that there's a tanai about the devarim shebeinah lebeinah. Either the tanai is on that item, or the tanai, it's almost an automatic activation of devarim shebeinah lebeinah, and that's where the Mishnah is saying, okay, so even though it's not chal yet, you can still be made for it. Fine. So it says the Mishnah, it says the Gemara. Tanya. She'eni nenes la'aba lavicha. So let's say she takes a neder that she's not going to give benefit to dad or to father-in-law. Im ani os lavicha, if I do what you want me to do, husband. Rabbi Nassan omer lo yafer. Rabbi Nassan says, in that case, you can't be made for it. V'chacham omerim yafer. And the Chacham said, you can. So again, presumably what's happening here, same concern. Rabbi Nassan saying you can't be made for. Why? Wasn't chal yet, right? Nothing. In the end of the day, it hasn't been chal. Chacham say, what do you mean it wasn't chal? But it's so close to being chal, right? It's almost automatic it's going to be chal, and therefore we're going to be you can be made for, right? This is if you look at the Ran on the first very wide line, he says nearly the Tana de Brisa nami nakat hani trei gavne lirabusa. Right. So why does our this Brisa also give these two cases? He's going to the second. Netula animin Yehudim is going to give it the second case also. Why? Let's read the second case first. Take a look at the second case. Next case is Netula animin Yehudim imisham shesech. So she says Netula animin Yehudim. We saw this language before in a past Mishnah, where she says that she Netula animin Yehudim means she's not able to have tashmish with any Jewish man, right? So she can't be with any man. Fine. And she says that I'm forbidden to every Jewish man physically if I'm with you, to her husband. She said to her husband. So Minasan Omer lo yafer. Minasan says she can't be made fair. Chacham Omer yafer, right? Chacham say yes, you can. You can go ahead and be made fair. Again, in that case, what's happening in that case also is that the moment she's with her husband, she now forbids herself to her husband again, right? Because she said I'm forbidden to all men, right? Once I'm with you. So once she's with him, which is part of her responsibility of being married, so she's not forbidden to. So take a look at the Ran for a second. Well, just take a look at actually the Mefarish just for a second. It explains a little bit more concisely. On the left side, he writes, Rabbi Nasan Amar lo yafer. He says, you can't be me for why. The Kasavra hova dayan lo chala neder. Shekoz manch lo asa lefi abayla velo shimshiso eina asura la avia la aviv velo yafer. Meaning, Rabbi Nasan is very basic about it and very clear cut. If it's the neder hasn't been chal yet, he can't go ahead and be me for. That's it. It's about to be chal. It's almost automatic that it's chal. Doesn't matter. The bottom line is, it wasn't chal yet. And since it wasn't chal, he can't be me for. Chamorim yafer. Chamorim say, yes, he can. Even though it wasn't chal yet, he can still be mefer for the reasons presumably that the Ran mentioned, because it's automatic, right? It's so automatic that even though it wasn't chal yet, it doesn't matter. It's either it's chal already. Fine. Go back to the Gemara. Ahu gavra de itzar haniyasa da ama alei inasiv itza. So there was a certain person who forbade hana from the whole world and himself. If you would marry a particular woman. He said, I'm going to take an insert on myself if I get married. Ki lo tanina hechasa. So he said, the guy wanted to make sure that he was going to learn. So he says like this, if I get married before I learn, I forbid hana on the whole world of myself. It's a hard way to live, right? It's honestly an impossible way to live. But he says, he asks hana of the whole world himself. Why? Because he wants to learn. Fine. Take a look at the Ran, four lines in the bottom. She'asr al atzma hanas habrios in nisivna itza ki lo tanina. She'ayros lilmo Torah kodom she'isa isha. He wanted to learn before he gets married. Kadesh lo yisbata mechamasa. He doesn't want to end up getting married, and I'm married, so now I can't have charusa, I don't have time, etc. So he didn't want that to happen. Tremina perakit kamadishin rechaim bitzavar va'osipi Torah. The Gemara Kedushin talks about that. I have a yoke on my neck, and I'll learn Torah. It's too difficult. It's easier to learn when you're not yet married. Okay, fine. So that's the net that he takes. Okay. So Rohit Begafa Vituvli Velo Amsele Misna. So he worked very hard. Means he used his staff, etc. The point being he tried very hard. Look at the round. Rohit Begafa Vituvla Bimakla Vitamilo Shihishtada Bakol Kocho. Nobody really tried it. Velo Amsele Misna. Lo Alabi Yada didn't work. He tried. He wanted to learn something to explain. He wanted to learn, you know, Shishri Mishnah. And he tried, but he wasn't able to do so. So what happened? So Asa Rav. So now it's like he's continuing to like struggle. He didn't finish learning. He didn't finish learning Shas, and now he kind of wants to get married, but doesn't want to do it because he took a neder. So he doesn't know what to do. So Asa Rav Acha Bar Rafuna v'shabshe v'insivitza. So Rav Acha Bar Rafuna came to him, and he mixed them up. You're right. The Ran says bottom line. Hit ehu lomar shaloy he neser la'acha mikan v'ansibe itza kedeshi yachul a neder. So he tricked him, and he told him, "Don't worry about it. If you get married, it's fine. The neder won't be chal." Guy's like, "Okay, if Racha Bar Rafuna told me it's okay, so fine." So he went ahead and he got married. What happened? Visharke Tina, right? So he gets married, and now the neder that says that he can't get benefit from anybody in the world is now chal. Shoot. So now what? So now he can't. Get any benefit from any person ever. So what did he do? So quickly he put mud on his face. Okay? Why did he do that? The Ran writes on the left side, on the top of the side of Manav, Kadi lahar oso shehud sarich labrios, la alter, lichvos begadav. So right away he needs help. Right? He's dirty. So right away he needs help. Okay? So he makes him dirty, so he needs help. But as the Kamad Rav Chista, they went to Rav Chista, Amarava, man chachem lemebar ki hamelsa, he said, wow, who is smart to do such a thing? He loved Rav Acha Bar Ravuna, the Gav Rabu, the Kasavar, the Hechi, the Pliki, Rabban Rav Nasan, Be'afara Hachanami Pliki Bisha'ila. And so he was smart, and he did this. Why? Because he thinks that just like Rav Nasan and the Chama argue about Hafara, they argue also about Ashelas Chacham, being able to be Matzah Neder. So what was he trying to do? Point is, he said, look, I know that according to Rav Nasan, what's going to happen? According to Rav Nasan, until the Neder's Chal, the father and husband can't be mefer, right? So he said it must be the same thing until the neder is chal. A chacham can't be matir neder for him. So he made him actually get married because until we get married, the neder wouldn't be, and it made him dirty, so he needed help. And so once that happens, now the neder is chal. Now the neder is chal. Now according to Chol HaDeos, he requires, he's now able to have hataras and darim, and therefore now they can be matir his neder, and he can go back to his life. So the point just being that he went through this whole story in order to get into a situation where the neder was chal, because once the neder is chal, then even Rabbi Nassim is going to agree that now hataras and darim is going to work. But we'll continue that next week. Okay.